Hello, everyone. This is Stephen Strang, and welcome to this special edition of the Strang Report podcast, the podcast designed to inspire you to experience the power of the Holy Spirit. And you are going to certainly do that today with my very special guest, Real Talk Kim, who just wrote a brand new book called Shut Hell Up. When the enemy brings up your past, remind him of your future. Now, you probably know Real Talk Kim. She's everywhere on social media. But if you are not familiar with her, you're in for a treat. And so stay tuned.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Welcome back, everyone, and welcome to you, Kim. We are so glad to have you in our offices. You ministered powerfully to our staff just now, and it's good to meet you after we've published two books with you. I finally get the chance to meet you.
Yes, man. I'm so honored to be here. What a great place you have here. It's like heaven on earth, the Charisma Nation.
Well, thank you. I've never heard it put quite that way, but you know, anyone who knows you or anyone who looks at you, you're just over the top. Just everything is great, greater, and greatest. In fact, you even quoted my favorite scripture about exceeding abundantly above. And you have been through a lot. And you, of course, you're very open and talk about it on your podcast, in your books, on your Facebook posts. And this morning, you ministered to the staff and actually talked about that the fact that the enemy will bring up things from our past.
Yeah.
Often they're very deep hurts that people don't even want to talk about. And then he uses that to attack us. So why don't we start there?
Yeah.
Why don't you kind of elaborate on that? And you know, then we can talk about the other things in the book as well.
You know, I was raised in a very strict religion my whole life. And I always thought that if you shouted hard enough, or if you fell on the floor and you, you know, did a courtesy fall for God, then everything was going to go away because God was a genie in a bottle. And the older I got, I was like, oh, it don't work that way. And then the older I got, about 30, let's say about 36, 37 years old, I started realizing that thieves don't rob empty vaults. When I really started realizing and I stopped saying things like, man, I wish God didn't trust me so much, you know, or get mad at God for the storms I created, you know, I started looking at mishaps in life, bad choices in life, divorce, it hurt, pain. I started looking at it like it's free life college. Like God is trusting you, and it changes the perspective. It changes the way that you look at your situations and your storms. You really can dance in the puddles, and it helps the storms go away quicker when you start changing your perspective. And so I just realized that Romans 8:28 says that God is working all things together for your good. That means he is going to work that X thing for your good. He's going to work that situation out for your good, that health crisis for your good. He has got it all worked out. So I think that when we begin to focus on God and not focus on what's going on around us and focus on, oh, I'm getting through this. I think my trajectory shift was when I finally got up out of that bed in 2006 when I was devastated. That was when I shifted the way I handled turmoil in life and storms in life, was when I finally realized, oh, devil, you gonna wish you would have messed with somebody else, because I'm about to get my tail up. And when I get my tail up, I'm about to pull as many people up out of their hell as I can. And so I think that's the key, looking at it, as long as you ain't dead, God ain't done. As long as you got a pulse, God's got a plan. And so if you just get up, he gonna give you a bestseller. Everybody's got a story. Might as well make yours a bestseller.
Boy, that's so well said. But, you know, as you were talking, I was thinking that if anyone's been in the church for very long, maybe they were raised in the church or they've been trying to be a Christian, they've heard all that kind of stuff. God works everything for good. Maybe have gone through healing or maybe even deliverance, who knows. And then when you least suspect it, something comes up. You know, you're laid off from your job, you know, serious illness, a family member dies. So why do you say to people that have kind of been there, done that, they know what you're saying is true, but it's not working?
You know, I always tell people, what do you got to lose? Like, you are, okay, you're mad now. You're ready to throw in the towel. I hear it all the time. I just feel like giving up. I'm giving up. And I'm like, just tell me what that looks like. You can't give up. You got to get back up again. And the quicker you get down, you get up from being down, the quicker God is going to break you into the greatest breakthroughs of your life. So I think the way I position it is, I always tell people, what do you have to lose? Get up one more time. It's all in your mind. It is in your mind. If you're eating romaine noodles and you're like, all I can do right now through this pandemic is all I can afford is romaine noodles, go get you some hot dogs, some Tony Sastry. Make it look like you at Papa Do's. Change the way you're perceiving the storm you're in. It's all you got. You are all you got. You and God, right? I look at my situations in my life and I say, man, that stinks. That hurts. I've gone through the worst year ever this year, but it's turned out to be the best year because I changed the way I'm looking at it. I look at it like I could be laying in my bed right now. I lost my daddy in the middle of COVID. I've lost a lot this year. This was the worst year ever. But now I can sit here with you today and truly say it's been the best year ever because I realized how strong I am. I realized that the harder I fall, the higher I bounce. I realized I got oil on me that I wouldn't have had if I wouldn't have lost all I lost in a pandemic and nobody could come to my rescue because we were social distancing. You know, I found out that, man, as long as I keep getting back up again, I break through a lot quicker. So today, if you're tired of hearing, it's easier said than done. Just try it today. Change your perspective today. Change the way you're looking at your situation today. It ain't over because God ain't through with you yet. He's not through with you yet. If he was, you'd be under the ground getting eaten up with worms. He ain't done with you. So get up and take your life back. Have a whole Holy Ghost party every day. I think that's why I'm so over the top in everything I do. It's just funner. It's just greater when I get my mohawk a little bit higher, you know, 48 years old and I can be my own party. You know, it's the joy of the Lord and I make up in my mind to be this way. I learn how to mourn and move. I don't stop for nothing. I just keep staying focused.
Well, good for you. And you were telling me earlier that you love to listen to podcasts. You get fed by it.
Yes.
Who are some of the influences who have sown into your life that you really admire and respect and have helped you to grow spiritually?
And I love so many people. I you know, and I don't even know their names. Isn't that terrible? I just have them on subscribe buttons. I listen to people that get the fire in my belly going. I need some people that are going to look at me and say, girl, get your butt up. Like, what? Get up. Get your finger moving this morning. Just do something. Get the blood rolling. But I listened, of course, I listened to your podcast. I love Green's podcast.
That's politically correct here.
You better believe it. I listen to Joyce Meyer. I love Joyce Meyer. I love just anybody. Edwin, there's a guy named Edwin I really love. I listen to I just all day long. Y'all, I'm serious. Podcasts. I was telling the group today that you have at your fingertips free therapy every day. You have free life-changing podcast on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Charisma, Real Talk Kim. You got all of us that will yell at you every day to get your tail unstuck. And so there's no reason why that you can't get free. There's no reason why. You don't even have to pay $175 an hour. You've got people in a podcast app on your phone. Stop Netflix and chilling and get your tail unstuck. How? Get you some people you listen to and start on Charisma.
Well, thank you. You know, we published your book, When Your Bad Meets His Good, and now this one, Shut Hell Up. Now, those are pretty provocative titles. Tell me.
Let me do it.
That's right. Well, it kind of goes with your persona, frankly, and it gets people's attention.
Yeah.
But talk to me about what led to it and exactly what do you mean by shut hell up?
Yeah, man. Well, When Your Bad Meets His Good came because I was the black sheep of my family. You know, I was the one that got married when I was told not to. And, you know, if you get divorced, you're going to hell on a slip and slide. And here I was after 17 years walking through a divorce. And so When Your Bad Meets His Good just shows that God loves these people. I mean, look at Jonah, y'all. Jonah was told to go to Nineveh. And he was like, I ain't going to Nineveh. Let them burn. he just went exactly opposite of what God told him to do. And then all of a sudden, this is how God works for us too. He said, big fish, go follow Jonah. He's going to need transportation back to where I told him to be in the first place. And so that's where When Your Bad Meets His Good, that book's just telling you when you get your mind made up, you're going to get free. And then Shut Hell Up is your mind. I spent so many years of my life trying to be an Ann Taylor when God created me to be a Betsy Johnson. I was trying to be like everybody else. I was comparing my life to everybody else. And I started realizing at the end of the day, you have to tell yourself, shh, just hush. You ain't got to put all your relationship out on social media. You ain't got to. Social media is such a beast. It will have you following people you don't even know you following. They the same. You'll get that lady in your newsfeed that is the same age as you. She's got a boy and a girl, just had triplets 2 weeks ago, and she's already on Daytona Beach in a bikini, and you still trying to get your rolls off a little Johnny that's 12. I mean, social media will have you looking, and her husband looks like he stepped out of GQ, and yours looks like he stepped out of DQ. You are mad comparing your life. And so that's what social media will do. And so you have to tell yourself, hush, hush, shh, and get healed. Don't allow yourself to get out of your feelings and get into some healing. You know what? The pain you feel, you may be mad. You may be validated to feel exactly what you're feeling. Maybe the pain ain't your fault. But the healing is your responsibility, and it starts in your mind, and it starts in your heart, and whatever's in your heart, you cannot be praying, kill him with a train every night, because you know Benny Hinn prayer line can't bring him back to life. You got to forgive and get free, and it starts in your mind and your heart. Tell yourself today, some of y'all sick of hearing yourself. Some of y'all tired of listening to yourself nagging. Just be like, shut up, Kim. Shut hell up and move forward. It's time. It's time. You done ate all your Haagen-Dazs. Your tail don't even fit in your seat no more. Because you got pandemic 20 on you because you are so angry and bitter. Let it go and get free.
What made the difference for you between this being your worst year to your best year?
Man, shut hell up. You know, that title, I think, whenever I saw all of the tsunami of just stuff going on in my life, and I'm like, no way. Like, I just didn't see it coming. It wasn't on my dream board. I started realizing that I'm so stinking proud of myself this year because, man, I did. Y'all, my daddy, my mama is sitting in this room with me. She was married to my daddy for 52 years, that little pretty thing right there. And she was married to my daddy for 52 years, and my daddy took his last breath during this pandemic, and we made a choice. You know, I watched us live out what I preach. I watched us make up in our minds that, you know what, it does stink. Stuff that I walked through this year stinks, and everybody always has an opinion. People gonna have opinions. Man, we started mourning and moving, and people were like, well, it seems like y'all are happier since he's dead. You know, people are always gonna have opinions. People are gonna always think that you should take longer to heal. And so I think what I did this year was I turned off the noise. I turned off the chatter, and I just finally was like, you know what? It is what it is. I'm going to practice what I preach. I'm going to praise my way through, and I'm gonna mourn and move. And that's what made this year change, was when I realized that where I am, man, it is not taking God by surprise. But I'm watching, too, that every single thing around me that should be going to hell in a handbasket, I'm watching it elevate in a pandemic. And so everything I'm saying, you better smoke what I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost. You better get it, because it works. It works.
You know, during this pandemic, when everything kind of shut down, and, you know, a lot of ministries, ministry opportunities, of course, shut down. But then when you had a conference, it was like standing room only. What in the world is going on? And also, I'm interested in some of the stories of people who have read your books or been influenced by your ministry who have turned their lives around as well.
Yeah. You know, I have one story that I love so much. It was a lady, and I do a prayer call every Tuesday morning at 8 a.m. And I'm on lives a lot on my Real Talk Kim pages. And, And this lady says she was laying in her bed one day, and she said, I'd read your books. I'm like, this lady is crazy. And she was bedridden, and she couldn't get up out of her bed. And basically what had happened was she had gone through a divorce after 38 years of marriage, and she could not get free. She just was laying in her bed for 13 years, had gone to a therapist, and she had finally allowed her emotions to make her sick. So her body was shutting down. And her kids were literally coming in her house every Sunday, bringing her groceries. And one day she said, I read your book. And she said, I'm thinking, man, this girl is nuts. She said, you got on my last nerve, but I couldn't get enough of you. And she said, one day I was on there, and she said, I've been laying in that bed forever, sick. I gained way so much weight. I couldn't even hardly walk to the bathroom. Everybody was catering to me. My kids were enabling me. And she said, one day you said, there is a lady laying in her bed right now. You are laying in your bed, and you have told yourself that you are sick and that you're dying. And God wants me to tell you, you are not sick. You're not dying. It's all in your mind. It is in your mind. You are making yourself sick. You died 13 years ago when that man walked out of your life. And I said, God wants me to tell you right now, get up. Get up. And she said, I just laid there frozen, like, this woman is in my room. And she said, I laid there frozen. And all of a sudden, you said, get up. I said, yes, I'm talking to you. Get up and move. Get up and walk to your bathroom. And she said, I got up. And she said, 1 year ago, that was me laying in that bed. And she said, to this day, I just ran my first 5K. She had lost 48 pounds. She's healthy as a horse, and it was all in her mind. And she said, I'm living my best life. And she said, I kept hearing you. When somebody walks out of your life, let them go. The trash took itself out. She said, I was like, that is so harsh. She said, but now I realize that nothing that walked out of my life was ever a part of my future. And so I hear stories like that every single day. And so, man, that's what keeps me going, is just hearing people getting up out of their mess and turning their mess into a message and letting God turn their scars into stars. And I hear it all day, every day. And so, yeah, I hear it.
Boy, that's so important. And, you know, the poet said one time, people live lives of quiet desperation. Everyone is not out on their sleeve, maybe like yours is, or other people, but everybody's got their scars.
Yeah.
No matter how perfect you are. When I've done interviews about President Trump and the, you know, the kind of hostile interviewer will say, well, how can Christians support somebody so imperfect? And I said, every single Christian who's been forgiven by Jesus has at least one thing in their past that they would not want on the front page of the newspaper. We're all imperfect. It's just that some of us clean up better than others, yeah. I guess. But really, it's not just about appearances. It's about getting your life together, getting out of that bed like that woman. And everyone of us has to do that at some level.
Yeah, it's a choice.
Now, we're going to wrap up soon. Podcasts are usually not very long. I want to encourage people to go to iTunes, give us a review, subscribe, share this with friends. My podcast is almost to hit 4 million listeners or downloads in 2020. So hopefully we'll go over it the next few days. And it always helps us with our ratings if you do a review on iTunes. But of course, the principal way people get to the podcast is through the Charisma Podcast Network. And as we wrap this up, Kim, I want to give you the last word to encourage people and also to encourage them to pick up this book. You know, we released it right during
a week after the pandemic.
The pandemic, of course, we had no way of knowing. And so in some ways, we're kind of relaunching it now that things are getting back to normal, either at least in our part of the country. So I want to give you the last word. And then I want to close the podcast. I don't do this often, but sometimes when I have someone like you here, I'd like you to close in prayer.
You know, I just want to encourage you today. I don't believe that you got on here by accident. Like, I just believe that you are so important to God, that He made a way for you today to let our paths cross. Us three, we cross today because God thinks you're so important Like, you may feel like God has forgotten about you. Maybe you have walked through one of the hardest years of your life. Maybe you've lost loved ones to COVID or to cancer, or maybe tragically in a wreck. I don't know what your story is today, but God does. God knows. And I want to encourage you today and let you know, as long as you ain't dead, God ain't done. And every single thing that you're fearing today is just a fear is false evidence appearing real. I dare you today. You ain't got nothing to lose. You know what I'm saying? Get up today. Get your life back. Get your body moving. You know, I literally would turn on music in my house. I wake up and the first thing I say is, Siri, play worship. And I just worship myself out of the pandemic, or worship myself out of that worry. And so today, I want you to know that you are important. You are valuable. You are a masterpiece. Your past is nothing compared to your future. You know, I love the saying, talking about the rearview mirror. And if you look in that rearview mirror, it's only put there. Even car manufacturers know the importance of looking forward instead of looking behind. That rearview mirror is only put there so that you can make sure you don't hit nothing. But you ain't supposed to look in that rearview mirror to go forward. You got this huge windshield, and it's called life, and it's your life, and it's spectacular, and it's amazing. And I promise you, I prophesy over you that your ladder is going to be greater, that you ain't seen nothing yet, that in the next couple of months, man, before 2021 even gets here, you're going to be like, what in the world has happened? I got a whole Holy Ghost party going on in my life. That's what I'm saying and believing and prophesying over your life. So let's pray today, because God's going to touch you right where you are, because you matter. Father, I just thank you today for these incredible people that you've brought into our path today. I know that you're the kind of God that, man, you don't do coincidences. Like, coincidences are you just choosing to stay anonymous. And today, God, we thank you that so many of us, man, we all want to be diamonds, but we don't want to get cut. Today, I thank you that you are cutting off areas of our life that needs to be cut off. You're healing us in areas that need to be healed so we don't go through life bleeding on people that didn't cut us. God, we are worthy. I just heard God say that. You are worthy of more. You are worthy of greatness. You are worthy of peace. You are worthy of your sleep. And so, Father, we thank you today that, Father, you're having a connection just in the all throughout these airwaves. You're giving someone hope, man. Hope deferred makes the heart weak. And so that person that's been maybe stuck like my friend was after that divorce, I thank you that blood's running back through our bodies today. God, we're telling our hearts to beat again. We're telling ourselves today it ain't over, because I'm still here. I'm still here, man. And as long as I got a pulse, God, you got a plan for me. I speak to that single mama today that feels weary. That single mama that you're doing all that you can and you are tired. I speak life into you today. I speak to that single father today that maybe feels like maybe your whole world went up in fire this year. And you're like, man, I feel like I didn't make the mark. But yes, you did. You made the mark. I just speak hope into you. I speak into that mother and that father that maybe has a prodigal kid, that you just keep that child at the feet of Jesus. They're going to be all right. I speak to your finances today, an abundance of rain. I speak Jeremiah 29:11 over you. It says, for I know the plans that I have for you, saith the Lord, plans to bless you and not harm you, give you a future and a hope. Today, hope is yours. Today, your life is shifting. I speak to you, nation shifter. You're a world changer. Get up and take your life back. It's going to be all right.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.